We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed one.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay. Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, July 18th goes to Miranda Lambert. Do any of the coloreds in the room know who Miranda Lambert is?
Only because I saw the clip.
I have no clue.
Okay, well, she's a country singer born in Longview, Texas, all right? She's a pretty big deal. Sells millions of records, has a really solid fan base, and she has a residency in Las Vegas, okay? She's not no Usher. Well, she has a residency in Las Vegas, all right? And she started a little mayonnaise-flavored kerfuffle over the weekend when she decided to shame some of her fans who paid their hard-earned money to come to her residency. Now, I'm really interested to see what y'all think about this because I see it both ways. First of all, the headline in the New York Post reads, Miranda Lambert fans walk out of her concert after she shamed selfie takers. Let's listen to what happened.
Something. Right here for a sec, Danny. I'm sorry. These girls are worried about their selfie and not listening to the song. It's pissing me off a little bit. Shall we start again?
I think she was a little off key and she just used that to get back on key, but that's just me. Now, there's a part of me who goes to concerts sometimes and performances, and all I can think to myself is, why is everyone watching this through their phone? Why can't people just ever enjoy the moment? It used to annoy me a lot until I realized me being annoyed at them is causing me not to enjoy the moment. See, when we are at a live event, a live show, and folks is choosing to watch that show through their phones, they're choosing to go live the whole show, they want to sing their favorite songs with their friends for their IG stories, that's on them. I'm not about to spend the whole show complaining about what they're doing, because then I personally won't be enjoying my moment. Now, let's look at that from the perspective of the performer. I'm Miranda Lambert. I'm performing. I notice a group of girls taking a selfie in the crowd. It's 2003. Mind you, everybody and their mother probably got their phones out, but you are going to stop your whole show. Interrupt the flow of everything. Never mind everybody else that's actually engaged enjoying you. You're going to stop the flow to shame kids for taking selfies at your concert. Miranda, I know you're only 39, but relax, Grandma. Okay? This is a very elderly annoyance, all right? I expect this type of behavior from Dolly Parton, but Miranda, you're 39.
Who's Dolly Parton?
You're really acting like a colored, and I know you know better, all right? You better cut it out now. Over there acting like a little canary colored. The canary yellow colored over there. All right? All right? All right? Miranda, this is your era. You should be more than used to this by now. And to say it's pissing me off a little bit, okay? Sorry, I don't like it at all. We're here to sing some country music, and these girls are worried about their selfie and not listening to the song. Maybe they love that song so much that they had to show their followers that they are all together watching their favorite artist singing their favorite song from that artist. That is nothing to stop a show over and shame the folks who paid good money to come watch you perform. Now, is the customer always right? No. But the customer can always make their own decisions. The customer can always make their own choices. And guess what? Several fans chose to leave. They chose to chuck the damn deuces. They decided to exit the premises because they came to a Miranda Lambert show to do a lot of things. But be shamed by Miranda Lambert is not one of them. To be shamed by the person they paid money, good money, to see is not one of them. Now, of course, these young ladies put their exit on social media. Okay, they are consistent. Content is content. You made them feel important, all right? They were important enough that you stopped your show to shame them. They think they really lit now. Let's listen.
Let's go. You don't do that to fans.
OMG, this bitch. Ugh, I'm so appalled. Latifah, let's get daddled, yeah?
Yeah, girl. I don't even know why I let you drag me out to this white shit anyway, because Beyonce would never.
I didn't know it was colored to Miranda Lambert.
I was like, wait.
I had no idea. Wow. Miranda, You didn't even make this a teachable moment, okay? You're supposed to encourage your fans to put the phones down and just enjoy, all right? Enjoy where they are. If they don't, that's on them. They pay tickets. They can choose to enjoy the show however they want. If they don't, who cares? You still got paid. Nowadays, taking selfies, going live, is all part of the concert-going experience. May not be for you, but it is for the customer. Please give Miranda Lambert the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh, you are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
Now, am I tripping?
No.
Okay.
Well, we could discuss.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what's the lady's name?
Miranda Lambert.
Name one song.
I can't. I'm a colored. Why would I know her music?
Did Chris? Maybe she...
Can you name one song?
Maybe he'll cheat. What's all? I dug my key in... That's her? No?
Let me see.
I dug
why
my
you,
key
why you look at the only white person in the room?
Don't do that.
The only white person.
Don't call me out. I thought he was saying yes. I dug my Charlamagne's key
looking it up right now.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Something.
I googled Miranda Lambert, dug my key, and Carrie Underwood.
Oh, okay, it's Carrie Underwood.
Before
Sorry.
He cheats came up.
I'm not saying. Okay, you know
oh,
what?
Oh no, it does say back. It does. Miranda Lambert dug my key into the side.
His something four wheel drive. I went to school of the arts, so.
Is this all?
That's not what I was singing.
This is it.
Why is this in the system?
Turn up a little bit.
Why is this in the system at the hip hop radio station?
I don't know. Let me hear.
I bet you the only song you can find that's hip-hop at a country station is Old Town Road. Why is this?
I don't even know if you can find that.
Right.
Did she start singing yet?
What is this? Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350 plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.